So today in the Wicked Wardrobe, we have Bonsoir Anxiety joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my little Wicked Wardrobe. I'm just going to close my door.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
It's hot in here for sure.
Yeah, we got to get private in the wardrobe.
That's right. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of the naughty stuff. And I'm very excited to have you here. I have seen you out in the wild. And noticed that you contribute to this space both as a writer and as a VA, which I think is really exciting because I don't see, first of all,
Indeed.
many female script writers. So yeah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Well, first of all, Bonsoir Anxiety. For those who don't know what Bonsoir means, but yeah, can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, so it's so funny. I've actually had a few people think I was actually French. And one person actually like sent me a comment in French and I was like, I Googled it because I was like, I have no idea what you just said. I was like, sorry, I'm not trying to misrepresent. But no, I actually, it's funny, I listened to Shins, excuse me, last week, and he said he started his Reddit account like for something totally unrelated, and it's exactly what I did.
All right.
I'm a really huge fan of the show Mr. Robot. And I got a Reddit account because there's a subreddit for Mr. Robot and I wanted to participate. And so just real quick, there's a character in the show who always says bonsoir. And then the main character of the show has social anxiety. So I was just like, well, this is creative. I just put them together. Bonsoir anxiety.
Love it.
So anyway, that's how it started. And then when I started doing GWA stuff, I honestly really wasn't planning on doing it. And then I kind of did it. And then after I was doing it for a while, I was like, well, crap.
That's my name
Now
now.
I'm Bonsoir anxiety.
It's
Yeah,
like,
like that's who
yeah,
I am.
I can't
So it's funny when I
rebrand.
see people with all these, these sexy names or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I'm BSA. I actually had somebody once tell me they didn't want to call me BSA because they thought it sounded like a credit union. I was like, well, just I was like, just don't call me BS and we're fine.
As opposed to bruised shins. Sorry, shins, if you're listening. I called him out on that. Just went,
Oh, good point.
your initials are BS, right? He's like,
See, you needed an extra word there.
bugger.
That's, I
Yeah,
actually never even considered that with him, but you're
that's
right.
right.
I just always think of
Oh,
him as shins,
yeah,
so.
true, true. No regrets, no
Yeah.
regrets.
Right? I mean, it's funny. I know so many people who regret their Reddit name.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I guess they just were thinking of it quickly and, just put something out there and then, oh, I wish I could have changed it. I don't regret my name. I like it. It's just
Yeah.
not what I, intended
Would
it
have
for initially.
chosen, yeah, going into naughty
Yeah,
audio space.
exactly.
And what sort
Exactly.
of prompted you to, like, had you been a listener? Had you, like, how did you, get involved? Or, well, first of all, how long have you been listening for a wee while? Or yeah,
Not
how did you fall into
really.
this space?
So I won't say who just because I don't want to call anyone
Sure,
out, but
sure.
I used to listen to Literatica and there's someone who was there, it was just really good and I was like, wow, this person is so good. And I looked at their profile and I cannot remember if it took me to their Patreon or it took me to Reddit, but either way I ended up coming to Reddit from them. I didn't even know GWA was a thing and I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. Like, it's so much
The
better.
rabbit
And
hole.
but that, oh my gosh, it was. And so that was, I think it was literally April 25th. I only know that because that's the day it says I joined GWA.
Okay. Like
And
this year or last year
this year,
or
yeah,
how long
no,
ago?
this year, yeah. And then I published my first script on the 29th of April.
Just like I'm here for it. Tap, 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 tap.
For real though, like I still like if you knew me in real life, you would be like shocked that I did
Really?
that because I'm still shocked. People are always like, what made you want to? I'm like, I don't, Okay, so I know what made me want to write it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
When I first joined, and I don't want this to sound judgmental because it's not. No. There were just a lot of, like, you know, daddy and rape and, you know, incest and monster and whatever. And like, that's fine. I don't care about that. It's just not really what I'm into.
Sure.
So there was so much of that. And I was like, well, okay. Like, you know, where's my vanilla?
Yeah.
And, in addition to that, anything I did find that I was like, okay, this is kind of more my speed. There was a lot of, I fingered you for 2 minutes and you came.
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And
I need
I was
some
like,
narrative, people.
I'm like, that's literally not what happened ever.
Yeah. Yeah, true, true.
I mean, like, good on you if that happens,
like,
for
more,
you. Okay?
More power to you. If you, a couple of minutes,
right?
And you're done.
I'm like,
happy days. That's efficient.
These people, so. I know. So, and of course, it's not like they were all like that, but I just found a lot, and it was kind of like annoying me.
Yeah.
And I am on antidepressants, so it actually does just take me longer to, you know, climax, whatever, than maybe an average person.
Right.
And I'm a woman, which generally takes them longer anyway, you know, just than a man, of course. And so for some reason, I was just like, I'm going to show them how it's done. I don't even know.
This is what I want.
I feel like I'm not that person.
Yeah.
And I wrote my first script, and it was about someone who is on an antidepressant, and she is afraid to tell the person she's dating because with guys before, they've gotten kind of, impatient with her trying to finish.
Yeah.
So instead of telling him, she's just like, oh no, it's cool, like, I'm good. And then he's like, no, you know, I want to know. And then she tells him, and so then he's like, oh, okay. So he is real slow and gentle, and you know, like, there's no pressure, blah blah blah. So anyway, that's how that came to fruition. And I am still, like, I still to this day am, like, shocked. First of all, I'm shocked. Everything I just told you, I put in the script offer.
Right.
Like, I put, like, I'm on antidepressants and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I did my
full exposure
a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I should, like, I should, you know, be a little more private. And then I looked at that and I was like, well, Jesus Christ. I sure didn't start out that way. So, which is also very not like me, but I guess I was just in a funk, or not a funk, but like, in a mindset, you know, like, I gotta get this out. And I remember, first of all, when I found GWA, I remember thinking it was super cool that people wrote scripts too, and it wasn't just audio.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, I've never seen anything like this before. Cause, you know, on Literatica, like, it's just audio, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they have the erotica written part, but you know what I mean? There's no, like,
I do. Yeah.
Back and forth, whatever. So, so I thought that was really cool. And I don't know if I was like, well, I can do this. Like, I did it, and then I posted it, and then I was like, oh my God, what did I just do?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But it was actually really well received, which was really cool, because a lot of people, could relate either from themselves or partners they had been with or were currently with. And so that was really cool. And really like gratifying, you know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And just like, oh my gosh, okay, like, because I was sort of like, when I was first writing scripts, I was actually afraid that people were like, my God, VSA, you are so like cheesy and romantic and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there is some of that now, but there's not as much, you know, it's other stuff, and that's totally cool. Like, that's why we all love it.
Yeah.
So I was always self-conscious. Like, anytime I would post a script, I'm like, oh God, this is the one where they're all going to be like, seriously, like, they're all going to gang up and comment on me.
Isn't that funny?
Why. Yeah, no one ever did.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, no one was ever like, seriously, like,
that might be your own mind. I would suggest.
It's definitely my mind. My mind is my worst enemy, for sure. So,
I'm assuming your initial script was filled.
It was.
How did that feel? How did that, what was that like? I often wonder on the script writer's side of things, what it is like for someone to interpret your words and bring them to life. And the first time you heard a script of yours recorded.
So the very first script of Phil, I like died laughing the whole time.
And it wasn't really?
At them. It wasn't, it was like, oh my God, I've written something and someone is performing it. You know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that they were being hilarious. It was just like, oh my God, those are my words.
Mm. So were you immersed in it or were you just crazy. Much more conscious of the, or was it what you wanted to hear even though you had written it? Does that make sense?
I don't know if I want to say because it's out there, you know, and I don't want.
Sorry, I didn't think about that.
You're fine. Yeah. I don't want people to, you know, it's hard with scripts, and I have gotten a lot better about it.
Yeah.
But I used to be extremely like anal and like you must do it exactly how I've written it.
Right. Does it interest you how people like multiple fills, like the variety and
interpretations? Exactly. Yeah, I love to hear. How like some people will sound more romantic in a certain part or some people will say a line like really funny, you know. So I love getting multiple fills. Aww. And I mean even as a VA it can get intimidating when you see that other people have done it already or that someone else who's like really popular has already done it and you're like, well, guess I'm not doing that one.
That's something I would like to chat with you about. Yeah, okay.
Well,
so
it's funny because like I say that, but like I encourage other people, I'm like, no, please fill all my scripts. I don't care. You know?
Yeah. It must be immensely satisfying and to an extent I'd imagine validating to think that you know someone's chosen your script to record that on some level it speaks to them and they want to go to the effort of recording it.
It's very cool to have people be like, oh my God, I'm recording this right away. And you're like, what? Oh my, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't, it's not like I get that a ton. I feel like I'm bragging almost.
But I understand your like perspective to an extent.
Or like when people are like, oh my God, I can't wait till this is filled. I'm like, yes, me too.
Just waiting patiently.
But it's sort of weird. I think I'm different because obviously I love getting a script fill. But it's almost like it's like the icing on the cake because for me, the thing I love the most is to actually publish the script.
Right. Yeah.
And then to have it out there, like it's
there's my baby.
You know. Yeah. Like here you go. and of course, like obviously, I love script fills. It's not like I'm like, ah, don't worry about it, guys. Don't fill this script.
I'm good. Yeah.
But I just. I just think it's really cool. I never really wrote before, so
right. I was going to ask you that. Do you have a background in writing? Like, where did this sort of how did this develop, or how did this come to fruition? I know out of you know sheer lack of thinking.
There's like
there's nothing that I can, nothing that's floating my boat. I need But in terms of your writing, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really. It's just beautiful.
Oh gosh,
is the best
you.
Way I can think of it.
Thank you
and
so much.
Well, not everybody can write. Well, there's different levels of. Well,
there's
I find right.
It's definitely different.
But
yeah,
you've got
I do agree with that. But
a great skill
you.
With it. So, do you write normally, or have you written previously?
So,
or
in my professional life, I actually write and record. Videos. So I write scripts for videos and videos.
Okay.
I don't, it's not my face and it is my voice, but it's they're training videos for the company that I work for.
Uh-huh.
So I do write, but it is not like native, you know what I mean? Like
it's
clearly not this. which you know that would be kind of interesting. I don't know how long I'd stay at the job if I did.
That's
this,
a different kind of training. Yeah.
Right. I always loved English and writing, but like I majored in journalism actually.
Okay,
a major of convenience because I changed my major like four times.
Okay.
And my parents were like,
just pick something.
I've been graduating 4 years. And yeah. I was like, what am I going to do? So I just sort of looked at what I had, the credits I had, and I was like, okay, journalism. And I mean, I do like writing, but I've never really done creative writing. Although I completely forgot about this until a little bit ago. I can't even remember what made me think about it. But when I was in high school, my best friend and I used to write notes back and forth to each other, but they weren't notes. They were literally like sex stories back and forth, not to each other, but about guys we liked, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we'd read it and be like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then, you know, she'd write it and give it to me and I'd read, oh, you know, it was like little romance novels, you know, and it was brilliant. So funny. Wow. And I thought, wow, like I did it already.
Yeah. I've been GWA scriptwriter for some time.
I know, right? I did it in high school. So no, but otherwise, no, I don't. I know some people who they do creative writing as a hobby, separate from just like script writing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's super cool. And for some weird reason, like it never occurred to me. I can't really explain it, but I'm like, oh, maybe I could do that. But yeah, I don't know. This is one of those just very strange things that literally just sort of happened.
Yeah. And how did you make then the transition, or like, how did you expand into thinking, oh, well, obviously if you do it as part of your profession, recording audio.
Yeah.
What was the sort of time frame between you know, sort of publishing scripts or posting scripts and then sort of moving into the VA space?
So I was always like, there's no way in hell I'm ever recording. Like it terrified me.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe people do this. This is like, I don't know how they do it, you know? Like it just terrified me.
Yeah.
And over the summer, I can't remember when exactly, but over the summer I kind of had like something happened in my personal life that really stifled my creativity.
Sure.
And so I was really struggling with writing scripts. Right. And I think I just needed some sort of outlet.
Yeah.
And I read just a Safe for Work script. I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. I read it out loud and I was like, it was a lunch break. I worked from home, so it was okay. Sure.
Yeah.
But so I just recorded it and I was like, huh, okay, well. And then I kind of freaked out and was like, oh my God, I'm going to publish it. And I did. And then I did like a few Safe for Works. And then finally I was like, oh my God, okay, I'll try it. And, you know, went to the not Safe for Work, but it really was more just, well, I can't write scripts right now. So what else am I going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. And how was the response to that? Like, was it a similar sort of sense of sort of satisfaction when, you know, how you mentioned that when you first posted your first script, it was like, ah, that's out there. It's in the ether. It's done. Did you have that similar sort of sensation when posting it first to audio?
It was definitely, I was more apprehensive about the audio.
Yeah.
I was actually just telling someone this the other day. For some reason, even though the scripts come from me and it is more me than if I'm filling a script.
Yeah.
When I put out an audio and if I feel like it wasn't well received or something, I feel like people are saying, oh, well, I don't like UBSA. I know that's wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I get that. I struggle with
it. It feels like, ooh, like I hear you and I hate that.
I know. And that's hard to overcome.
Obviously everyone has their, you know, there are voices I love and there are voices that I'm not super, you know, like, I'm not really a fan, you know, but it's just like my own mental, oh God, I have so much going on up there. The anxiety is real. Like
struggle is real for those of you who are listening.
My name and it is legit.
Yes. We don't knock these out and just think, oh, well, I'm done.
Like I always would have thought that because, you know, the scripts are, some of them are fairly personal. Like some of them are just fun or whatever, but some of them are personal. And it comes literally from my own mind and my creativity.
I was wondering that, what your sort of impetus is and what your where you get your inspiration and, you know, do you have a muse? Do you, do you see other scripts or listen to other audios and are inspired? But if it's generally draw on personal experience.
I draw a lot on personal experience and almost all my scripts have something personal in them. And it may not be like, it's not necessarily like the sex or whatever, you know.
Sure.
But like literally one time I was washing the dishes, just standing there. And I was like, this would be really hot if there was someone behind me, like making out with me and stuff.
That one.
And I was like,
that one. Yes. So yes, that's where that one.
I mean, like, that's literally, or like, I literally had a guest bed that I was building and a piece was missing.
Yes,
and
I, was like, well, I remember that one too. Yeah.
And, and I literally, I was like, oh, I thought, oh, it would be fun if, you know, you were building this with someone. Like, it just comes to my mind. Like, it's not, it's
wonderful.
And it makes it sound like I'm just constantly thinking about sex or something, which I'm really not.
But aren't we all in this space though? Isn't that we're in this space for?
There is a bit of that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it just, a lot of times it just like pops in my head like that.
Wonderful.
And I don't, it's not like it used to, but of course, now that I do write scripts, I think about that stuff more. So I'm like, ah,
yeah,
this would be an amazing scenario.
Yeah. And with that, do you primarily write M for F or M for A or F for, what's your sort of balance there? Is there a, do you write a variety?
I write mostly M for F. I have done some F for M, but most of them are actually just flips of scripts that were M for F originally. Mm-hmm. I had a couple requests to flip other ones and I was like, well, let me see what other ones I can flip, you know, like sort of, that way other people can maybe try it out.
Yeah.
My only reason for that is I have like an insecurity sort of, well, like obviously I have an insecurity, but I have an insecurity of like, who am I to say what men want to hear? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's this weird, so like I just write, okay, well, I know this is something that I would like to hear. And there's probably a few other women who might too. You know what I mean?
I do.
So yeah. I'm trying to get better about that. And I have done original content, female for male, that I haven't published. Some of them I have published, but most of them I just keep to myself.
Yeah.
And most of those have been well received. So I'm like getting more, there's no reason for my non-confidence in that area. It's just this, I don't even know. It's just a thing I have.
Sure.
Has
that grown or has that, not the lack of confidence, but has your confidence in what you're sharing and through contributing, has that grown or has it developed? Has it changed due to the reception that you've had?
It's weird. I'm actually going through like a, I don't even know what the word is right now. Some sort of transitional phase, I think,
sure.
Because I didn't really have this with script writing, but with doing voice work, I'm very bad at comparing myself to people in life. Uh-huh. And I'm really bad at comparing myself to other female VAs. And it's never like, oh, well, like I did better than her ever. But it's always like, oh my God, well, look how many upvotes they got, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of went through like a real down period where I was like, oh my God, like I should just stop. This is horrible. Blah, blah, blah. No one likes me. And it's so stupid because clearly that's not true. But like, I'm never going to put out the kind of stuff that's like super duper uber popular, you know, because that's just not what I do. And I just mean in GWA, like there, you know, I'm just way more vanilla and that's just kind of how it is. And I, there's nothing wrong with that. You know? And I'm just kind of now sort of talking to myself and being like, you know, we're all doing the same thing, you know,
we are.
I'm not competing against anybody. No, and I know that, like,
but that's hard to overcome when we're in this, on this particular platform where, success is meted by upvotes. I totally understand exactly where you're coming from. Yeah.
I try so hard. Well now not only upvotes, but you can like see how many listens there were, you know, and it's like, oh my God. And then, so yes, I try really hard to not focus on that, which obviously is easier said than done.
Sure.
I'm a lot better about not noticing the listens because it's not like I go to Soundgasm or Aerocast like every day to see. But you can obviously see it on Reddit all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And what's really weird though, is what I've noticed is that stuff that has more upvotes and listens rarely have comments.
Right.
But stuff that is not as popular, I suppose, whatever, I get way more comments on them.
Right.
So I don't know if they're just more like niche or what, but I just think that's interesting. But I don't understand Reddit to begin with. I feel like there's just weird algorithms or something as to how everything gets, you know.
Well, the other thing is I likewise was very I can get caught up in the whole upvote thing, and
Oh, yeah.
I go through a bit of a cycle. It's like, meh, I don't care. But it ranges from that to, oh my God, it
Yeah.
only got 13. Oh my God, I'm just gonna pack up my mic and go.
Right? Like,
That
no one
sort of
loves
thing.
me.
It's like, no, my loves are gonna sit in my little wardrobe and just cry into my microphone, which is ridiculous because that's when. For me, it is because I think that's when I know myself. I need to review my motivation. Just like, what am I doing in this
Yes.
space? What was my initial motivation? And so I need to remind myself and then review that. Do I still have that motivation? Am I still here for that same reason or those same reasons? And then reset and just go, well,
Yeah.
X amount of thousand, hundreds, 11,000, whatever people are following, have chosen to follow me. And I just think,
Right.
so I do it primarily for myself because, I'm not completely altruistic,
Right.
but it's like, this is my outlet, people, but
Right.
also for
For
them.
all of
And
you.
remember those who have supported me and encouraged me
Yes.
and inspired me. But yes, when somebody once pointed out to me, well, maybe I figured it out myself. I don't know. Having a bit of an Oogway moment. It's like channeling my Yoda.
Right.
That when you see, upvotes hit 1,000 or something for particular creators, I think we need to remind ourselves that they may have, say they've got 10,000 followers or subscribers or people that listen. So maybe 10% of them upvote their
Yes.
audio, so they're going to hit 1,000
It's
or
gonna, yeah, exactly.
whereas if you and I have a smaller followership or base of
Yeah.
subscribers, then 10% of us ours may vote. And yeah, it's really, I wish, first of all, I wish Reddit would do away with the hot post list.
Oh my gosh, I
Yeah,
know.
that kind of does my head in some days. But yeah, I understand what you're
Yes.
saying though. We do seem to measure our success in that way because that's how this platform works.
It's how, yeah, exactly. It's how
Yeah.
it is.
And I understand now why Instagram got rid of, the number of likes, because
Yes,
messing
yes.
with, people's minds. And I think it's the best thing they could have done.
I agree.
But yeah, I get you. I get what you're saying. So yeah, review, remind, well, sort of remind, review, and reset is kind of my. I need to stick it up in my wardrobe and just go, what are you doing here? Why are you
Yes.
doing it? And do you still want to do it? Right?
I absolutely agree with that. I recently had a that kind of moment. I'm actually still going through that kind of moment. I'm not gonna like quit or anything. So, it's just
Good.
more it was well, it was more like it's not that it felt like a job yet, but
Okay,
I was
good.
putting so much pressure on my like, oh, I've got to be amazing, and it was like and if it,
Just
I
do
didn't feel
you,
like it was
babe.
amazing, it
Yeah.
I just felt shitty about myself. And
No.
it was sort of like, well, who the hell cares, man? Just do
Maybe you need to write that on a piece of paper and stick it up where you
Right?
record it. Like, who the hell
Exactly.
cares,
Who the
man?
hell
Yeah,
cares?
just do
Just
it.
do it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I've actually told myself the same thing. Like, I don't have a huge following, but I have followers. And I
Yeah.
hate that word too, by the way.
I
Like,
know, right? It's like people who
that's
choose to
weird. I mean,
listen.
like,
Yes.
I follow people too, so it's not
Yeah.
like
All
I'm
right.
the
We're
only one,
yeah. We're all
but
listeners in this space, really. Yeah.
But yeah, I've done the same thing. Like, well, clearly someone is interested in either seeing what I write or what I record. So, just think of that. Like, you don't have to have, and it's so stupid too, because I am the kind of person, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want 1,000 followers. That freaks me out so much,
Pressure, pressure.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, they have 1,000 followers. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, just shut up. Just stop.
Yeah.
So I've been trying. Actually, the last, was it the last script I wrote? God. Yes. I think it was the last script I wrote, was the first script in a really long time that I
Yeah.
actually really loved and like felt good about.
Oh, great. Wow,
And so
that's
that
great.
like I didn't even I had this weird feeling of like, I don't even care if people like this or not. Like,
Yeah.
it was sort of like, I like it. I really like it a lot. I think, it's just what I, it was very me,
Yeah.
So I was very satisfied with it when I was done, and that's a really good feeling.
Oh, it is, isn't it? When you think this, I'm just going to do me and it's and make me feel good. You know, I guess ultimately, if you come from that space, it just will start with that as your basis. You just think,
exactly.
It's out there. It's out there.
Well,
go on.
I was just going to say, if you think about it, I mean, that's why people started following you to begin with, not because you were someone else. Because you were you.
So true. So true. And because we all, first of all, there's enough room in the sandbox, people.
Exactly.
And then secondly, just people choose to listen to you because you bring your own, I call it flavor, your own flavor, your own distinct style, the way you, whether it's with your writing or your recording. But yeah, it's just like they follow you. And I, likewise, I know not everybody appreciates the dulcet tones of my voice. I know it's a deep voice.
Oh my God, I love your voice.
See, I don't like my voice. I don't listen to myself.
I feel like most people don't like their voice.
Yeah.
The very first time, and this, I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to say it. The very first time, so actually, my God, it was so weird. When I posted my freaking verification for GWA, I got like 1,000 messages that were like, oh my God, your voice. And I was like, what? I was like,
you what?
I didn't do anything. What? I just said my name and the date. Like, I don't understand. And I started like, I legitimately got a little freaked out and was like, okay, maybe I don't want to do this. It was just very strange. And I literally, this is my favorite comment, because somebody messaged me once and they were like, oh God, what did they say? They were like, you have such a beautiful accent. I bet you hear that all the time. And I said, I've literally never heard that. because I know everyone has an accent. They just don't hear it, but I very much have like an American customer service accent, you know, like it's very, you know, neutral or whatever. So it just made me laugh because I was like, yeah, literally no one has ever told me that. I'm glad you like it.
That's really interesting because I think being one of the minority of Australian people in this space, I get it all the time, and my standard response
is, sure you do.
Why, thank you, it comes naturally. I made it myself.
I'm born with it.
Yeah, that's it. And mine has changed because I spent some time in the UK, and I know I'm not a typical, I don't have a typical Australian accent, but I'm constantly surprised at people just saying, oh my God, I love your accent. I'm just like, what? it's strange.
I mean,
to me.
I do love your accent, but I do love an Australian accent. I'm sure Australians are either. Actually, what did I? Oh my God, who was it? Well, it doesn't matter who. I was trying to remember the. I was talking to someone from the UK, and I cannot remember who I was talking to. I was like, oh, there's this other VA. He's got a really nice voice. He's from Australia, and he said something like, he was like, oh, the poor man's British accent or something like that.
Oh, that's fighting words.
Like, oh my God.
Bring it.
Like, oh man, that's harsh.
Bring
that's
it,
harsh.
Brits.
And I was like,
bring
it. I was like, I don't think they'd agree, but I was like, I enjoy them both.
It's interesting. So I can't listen to many other Australians. I don't know who you sort of, if you have an accent preference.
I have heard that before from other people.
Yeah.
I've actually heard that from like other people who are from the UK.
Yeah.
They don't like to listen to other people from the UK.
Well, see, I think with the UK, they've got such a wide variety of accents, whereas I don't hear it here in Australia so much. You know, we can get real twangy and like that.
Certainly don't know it.
Yeah. But I likewise, there aren't many British VAs that, whose accent I enjoy, partly because I associate them with people I know. And I think that's the issue with Australians as well. Oh, that guy sounds like my brother.
Oh, you know,
just like, he sounds like my mate. He sounds like the guy who services my car. No.
There is an extremely popular male VA, extremely popular, who I cannot unfortunately listen to because he sounds almost identical to a man that I work with.
Is it the man that you work with?
I know that it's not him. I can tell that it's not him. But
could you imagine?
All I can do is picture the man that I work with, and he's not someone I want to picture.
No, you are not in my sexy thoughts.
He's not like your hot, you know, your hot coworker or whatever. Like, he's not. So I feel bad because, you know, well, not, I don't feel that bad. I mean, he's got plenty of followers, but, you know, I'm always like, well, there's another one.
To cross that off the list.
I actually tried it like 3 times, and I was like, maybe, and it was like, no, I've never been able to finish one. It's so bad.
No, sorry, you sound like Bob from Finance. No.
Right? So he's the only person, though, who sounds like someone I know. Mm-hmm. But I have had, I just had this like thought the other day. Well, it was actually, I've had it multiple times, and I've told other people, and they've been like, oh my God, because then they started thinking it. And I was like, what if my brother listens to GWA and he hears me and he doesn't realize it's me?
Well, I'd hope he realized. Well, kind of yes and no, he would recognize, but then go, ooh.
But then maybe not believe it, you know, right? Like, I don't know.
Is he going to admit it to you? Is that something that you open with friends, family, coworkers that about recording and writing in this space?
No, the only person in my real life who knows is my therapist.
Okay. I love it.
I give her lots of fodder. It's funny because sometimes I'll just tell her about like stuff that's going on GWA, and I'll be like, "Wow!"
Let me tell you about it. And this week on GWA.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't remember how long I had been. It wasn't like forever, but I didn't tell her immediately when I started scripting because it's not like it was embarrassing, but it was sort of embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
Because if, like I said, if you knew me, you'd be like, wow, like, I can't believe you're doing that.
Yeah.
And she didn't act like super shocked. And I think it was because she knew that I was afraid she was going to be super shocked. Yeah. But she was really happy about it. And she was like, I think that sounds really cool. You know, like, it's a creative outlet. And I think you've really found something that you like, and that, you know, there's supportive people and blah, blah, blah. But when I started recording, I was like, I'm never fucking telling her I'm recording. Oh my God. I was like, she'll have a field day. And I think I had been recording for maybe a couple of months. And actually it was another script writer who I was talking to, and they were like, you should tell your therapist. And I was like, oh my God. And they were like, no, you should tell her. And I was like, okay. And I did. And she was like, why were you afraid to tell me? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I totally felt like it was like, oh, well, now I know why you're in therapy kind of a situation. But, I mean, like, we're all here, so if we can't, I mean, maybe we all do need therapy. I don't know. But, it was just, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just, I'm not like a super repressed person or something. I'm just extremely private.
Sure.
To be doing this anyway is crazy for me, but then to like tell other people I'm doing
it is
extremely vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
And there have been times where I've really wanted to tell certain people, and I'm not like, I don't think I'm going to keep it a secret forever. But I need to feel confident enough in myself to not care whatever their response is going to be.
I think that's what it is more so, right? Like, I think we're similar in that. It's just like, you know what? This is me. And however you respond to it is how you respond to it. But, you know,
right. It's not fear of their response.
Yeah. But the fear of their response is very real. I don't anymore. I openly share if people want to know. I think when I was talking to, did an interview with Priest of Aphrodite recently, and and told him that I'd just recently told my accountant, and she was like, "You do what now?" I was like,
"That's
amazing. I do this, and this," because I'm thinking, because I've monetized some aspects of this now, I just think, "Oh, I best have a chat with someone about that."
Where is this money coming from?
Yeah, it's like, "Whoa!"
I don't know. It just came to me.
Like, yeah. I kind of relished the response. I was just like, I love.
Oh, really?
And I've told my therapist as well. I was like, yeah, there's this thing, and it's called audio porn or erotic audio, or just, you know, and And they're like, so like cuddling with someone. I said, well, it can be cuddling with someone, but you like, know, it can, sure. can be a whole lot more too. We can
it's
start
a little
with
more
that.
Than cuddling, maybe.
And yeah, you do that, and do you do that? Like, do you do that for? Is it? And, it's, and but yeah, their fascination. Then, but you can just, you can either. I told my therapist in person. I told my accountant over the phone. I could just hear her voice just going,
"Oh, sure. Oh,
you, like, you what?
Like what?
There's a what? Yes, there he is. Get amongst it.
So funny. Like, go find it.
Yeah. You want my link? No, don't have my right? link. But here is a link. Don't listen to me because that would be weird next time I see you.
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, that's, you know, I've seen people do scripts and just improvs or whatever too of like, you know, you're at the grocery store and you hear your favorite VA and I'm like, my God. Would anyone be able to recognize my voice? Like, what if they were like, are you born so anxiety? I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Go away.
Who? Who, what?
Like, I don't speak French.
Love it. Yeah, I love it.
But, it's funny, though, because, like, when I'm writing a script, I'm like, yeah, this is so good. But, like, when I'm telling my therapist about it, because she'll be like, oh, what have you written recently? And, like, there was one, it was one of the cabin scripts I wrote, and it was the person who was filling them for me, he had specifically requested at some point, not necessarily this one, a shower scene essentially. Yeah. And I was like, how can I make a shower scene? And I was like, okay, he's cleaning out the fireplace and he's all sooty and they make out for a little bit and then they both get sooty and then clearly they have to go to take a shower.
Yeah.
And like when I said it to myself, I was like, oh, that's brilliant. I'm telling my therapist this and she's just kind of smiling at me. And I'm like, so wait, obviously they had to go take a shower together because they were so sooty. Yeah. And she was like, obviously. And I was like, oh my God.
But what? What are you thinking?
I was like, I mean, there has to be some sort of progression. Yeah. Otherwise it'll be like a 10,000 word. Which would be a lot.
Do you, I wanted to know, do you fill your own scripts at all?
I have. It's super, this is like the weirdest thing to me. I don't even understand why it's a thing. Mm. But the first few times I did my own script, I felt like a narcissist.
Oh, like, really?
Like, yeah, guys, let me show you how it's done. I'm going to fill my own script.
This is how I want
know?
It.
And it wasn't that. Standard. It was just sort of like, I just need a script to fill, you know. So that's kind of also why when I do my own content, I keep it to myself because it just feels weird to me to do it, but then also publish it, which I'm trying to get over. There are some that I have published and also, I don't want to discourage people from filling it. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if they see that, oh, well, the writer filled it, for fuck's sake. Like,
yeah. I get
it. You know, so yeah, but it was interesting. I flipped 1,000 kisses to female for male. And then I also did a female for female. And it was so weird because it had been done a few times already, you know?
Yeah.
And, by men, of course. And I was like, oh my God, this is so like weird because I've heard other people do it, you know? And it was,
Did that influence your, you know, when you did flip them, did it, or did that change your perspective on it?
So, it actually kind of did because the first person who filled it, I mean, it's literally a kissing script, right? Yeah. Like it's all kissing. And he did like a 26 minute audio and I was like, Jesus Christ. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And the longest I could ever go was 18 minutes. And I was like crying.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, wow, how did he do that? Like, because it's not even boring or anything, you know, it's a really good audio. But I was like, my God, like how did you do that? You know, like and he was like, I just really got into it, I guess. And I was like, well, I thought I did too. But when I was finally done, I looked at my watch and I thought, Jesus Christ. I was like, okay, well, it's clearly not possible. And he's just the only one who can do that. So so I did definitely kind of have a, I mean, I already respected him, but sort of more respect than that. You know what I mean? Like, wow, like that's really
impressive, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to keep that kind of thing up. It's one thing if it's like progressing to like foreplay and then sex or whatever, but it is just kissing. And yeah, it's like kissing all over the body and stuff, or at least, you know, upper body. But it's like, I don't know. So that was, it was fun though. I enjoyed it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So with regards to your writing, do you focus, are you more kind of slice of life, sort of BFE, GFE type genre, or are you, do you cover a variety of sort of styles, kinks, topics?
Yeah, I am for sure more GFE, slice of life, you know, just uber romantic, but I have a friend who is a very bad influence.
Or and, could be a very good influence for the rest of us.
Or, yeah, I mean, it could be one or the other. And we kind of have bets back and forth. And I don't even remember what the hell the purpose was, but for Halloween, we both did like a script that was totally unlike us, essentially. Well, at least more me. And it was the very first script I've ever done that had rape and incest in the tag.
Right.
And it was like a spoof on Frankenstein, essentially.
Okay.
I thought it was hilarious. Okay.
Go me.
I really did.
Yeah.
But I think so many people are so scared of those tags.
Yes.
I don't even want to say scared, but just they'd even the hesitant them out automatically or whatever.
Yeah.
And I barely got anything. And I was like, come on, people. I was like, I know it's me, but it's really good.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, well, people do not like rapey and incesty BSA. So
yeah.
Then there was another one. There have been two others that have been, I can't even remember now. There was, well, the tentacle audio, or excuse me, the tentacle script.
Yeah.
So this person, he wrote a script for Halloween that was like crazy popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, you're going to win an award in the, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yep.
And he was like, no, I'm not. And I was like, oh, you will. And he was like, you want to bet? And I was like, there's no need to, because you will. And he was like, okay. Basically, whoever the loser is has to write a tentacle script. And the reason for that was because neither of us had ever done it before, and it's not in our wheelhouse at all. Yeah. It wasn't like I'm making fun of tentacle things. It was just like, what is something we have never done and don't understand at all? And we're like, that. Okay, great. So I technically lost, because he tied for runner up.
Oh, right.
He did not win. But ironically, my script that I thought no one read won.
That is fantastic. Like, what the hell?
Like, it was so funny, because somebody who knew about the bet was like, oh my gosh, BSA, you won. And what was so funny is I thought she meant I won the bet. And I was like, ha, I knew it. And then she said, she was like, oh, so-and-so got runner up. And I was like, wait a minute, what?
What?
And then I was like, oh my God, I was not gloating about myself. I was gloating because I thought so. I was blown away, which was, it was cool, but it was like, I literally didn't think anyone read the damn thing. So it got like, you know, 25 upvotes maybe, which is low for my scripts. Like, I don't get like a bazillion, but you know, I usually get more than that. So I thought, damn. So, anyway.
So tentacle scripts are your thing now? Is that?
Well, that one also I thought was pretty funny. It was not, again, it was not as popular. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever, people, like, this is me now. I write tentacle scripts. But it was still like a totally like slice of life BFE kind of script, just silly, because the dude, the guy, the VA who's speaking is actually a male human, but the listener is a female tentacle monster.
Okay.
Which honestly didn't occur to me. Well, like, obviously I knew I was writing it, but it didn't occur to me that it would be the listener who was the tentacle monster. I was like, oh, maybe people don't want to be that. But I was like, well, it's too bad, because now they are. But so he's taking her home to Thanksgiving, or excuse me, she's taking him home to her house for Thanksgiving to meet her parents for the first time. And of course they're tentacle people. And the dad is like, where's your tentacles? I don't
It's just like marry within your kind, or, you know, date within your kind, please.
His dad was pissed because he didn't have tentacles. And the guy's like, why didn't you tell your dad I didn't have tentacles?
Where's
funny.
The tentacles?
And he was like, where are you hiding your tentacles?
Shit, that's funny. I have to go find that.
Funny. That was pretty funny. But anyway, it's obvious, it's sort of a meet the parents kind of situation where it's like awkward and everything goes wrong and blah blah blah. And then one of my favorite parts is at the dinner table, the dad is like still annoyed and he's like, can you pass the turkey and the
I was just gonna say, pass this and that and that and that and that. What, you've only got two hands?
And
what the hell?
The dude is like, sir, I literally only have two hands. And then he goes, yes, I realize it would be easier if I had tentacles. I don't know. So anyway,
oh my
then
goodness.
Of course, you know, there's tentacle sex and whatnot. Somebody was disappointed that there was not tentacle pegging.
Oh.
And to that, wow. I say, have you read anything I've ever done? Because there's tentacles is about as crazy as it gets. I mean, you never know. Like, tomorrow's a new day, but. It just makes me laugh.
Maybe that's part
but
two.
Actually, that reminds me. That's how the mean, I put that in quotes, Dom script came about, because somebody in my, I have like an anonymous Google form.
Yeah.
And somebody requested more degradation. And again, I was like, do you know me?
Yeah.
I was like, I can do gentle Dom, you know, like maybe I've done a couple that were like towing the line. And even then I was like, oh God, like, this is so hardcore for me.
Yeah. You know? What are your limits in terms of, do you have sort of hard and fast limits that you're not prepared to either record or write?
Yes. Like basically anything non-consent for the most part. The Halloween script I did, she gives him like a sleeping draft or whatever, and he wakes up and he's tied up to a table.
Yeah.
And then he says in the script, because I'm so into consent, he was like, well, I would have done it if you just asked. And then I was like, there we go. But I still had to say, you know, rape is a tag because of you know, how it was.
Yeah.
But that was honestly like as far as I will go in that scenario. I also don't like, I don't really like degradation or humiliation.
Yeah.
When I wrote the mean Dom, I put in quotes because I said, you know, I put in the like script offer, or excuse me, the description, you know, somebody requests this blah blah blah, and I was like, I'm sorry if this isn't like, this might not be as mean as you wanted.
Yeah.
But this is as mean as I get.
Yeah.
And and I even had some people read it because I was like, is this mean enough?
I don't need to step up the mean.
I don't want it to be like just laughable, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just not into that. I don't want to make anyone feel bad. Even though I understand it's like a sexual kinky thing, whatever. Like I don't like to do that. I'm trying to think what else. I was going to say I would never do like a monster thing, but I did fill a tentacle script.
Oh, you did?
I did. There ended up being three of us who did tentacle scripts together. It was two of us at first, and then a third one joined because there's, you know, you can never have enough. And, and it was all the same concept of surrounding Thanksgiving. And hers was like extra romantic, super, you know, GFE, whatever.
Yeah.
But in that, I was the tentacle girl. So, and that was very successful. People really enjoyed that. So that was
brilliant.
Fun. I'm trying to branch out a little, like I'm not going to go all nuts or anything, but I was actually, I feel even weird talking about this, which is even stupid because I'm like, dude, you're talking to someone who's on GWA about being on GWA.
Yeah.
But I was telling someone yesterday that I noticed a lot of, titfuck tags recently. And she was like, yeah, there have been a lot. And I was like, you know, that's one I've never used. And then I was like, that's my goal for next year. Gonna have a titfuck tag. And I wasn't even joking. Like, it was just one of those, I think, not that, I mean, this sounds silly. Not that that can't necessarily be romantic, but like, I just tend to do more ooey gooey romantic, not a lot of kinky. But there, I have done some like dommy things and like some subby scripts, because I do enjoy a subby boy. But I have distracted myself with the subby boys. I can't remember what the hell I was saying. Anyway,
I'm just like, it's like Dory, isn't it? It's like, oh, subby boys.
Yes, hang exactly. On. What?
It's just like squirrel.
Anyway, I know. I'm like, Doug, squirrel. So anyway, I have been trying, like, even though it's been silly to do, like, you know, mean dom and tentacles and all that, it's been fun because it has completely taken me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And just had me, it's really made me think, you know, because I've never done tentacles before. I've never really even listened to a tentacle audio or read a tentacle script because it's just not my thing, you know? Yeah. And so when I had to do it, I was like, well, shit, like, I don't even know what the hell. Like, are they out? Are they hidden? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like, how does
do you have specialized
work?
Clothing? Yeah.
Yes. Like,
can you undo buttons? Yeah.
Do they look human? Like, what? How does this normally work? Yeah. So, So I did look, you know, just read a few things and just sort of so I could get at least some sort of general idea and not, you know, completely make a fool out of myself. Although some tentacle connoisseurs may disagree.
Tentacle connoisseurs, I love it.
but yeah, so
purveyors of the tentacles. Fun. Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So with that and sort of branching out a little bit, mm-hmm. are there since joining GWA and since contributing and creating, has your or have your preferences changed or expanded? Are there things that you know you've listened to and gone, oh yeah, I'm I like that. Has that developed?
This may not surprise anyone, but I actually never realized how much I enjoyed like dom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in general a fairly submissive person.
Right.
I mean, I can be not submissive, but like just generally. But when I was I wrote a few submissive male for female where the male was the sub scripts and really enjoyed them and really enjoyed hearing them.
Yeah.
And those are also some of my most popular scripts are the subby ones.
Yeah.
Which is enjoyable. But then once I started to do VA stuff, the very first dom thing I ever did, I remember I was like, oh my God, like that was kind of cool. Cause it was just not like me at all. You know, it was, it was even more dom than I would normally do now. It was sort of, I was trying to kind of see what my boundaries were sort of, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have realized I kind of enjoy that. And I don't know if I just never had the opportunity before, or maybe it's just cause I'm older.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. I do find that I enjoy that.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Just, yeah. It's exposed me to a lot of different content that I never really would have known of, let alone listened to and then enjoy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I find it fascinating. Like the tentacle thing, I don't, and I'm not kinkshaming, but I don't think it's my cup of tea. I don't know. Maybe I should go ahead and listen to one.
Well, I'm with you, man. I never really, I talked to people about this before. Mm-hmm. I think my thing is that I'm more into realism.
Right. Yes.
So like I get the fantasy of the tentacle person or like the cat girl or whatever, but like that doesn't do anything for me. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Because all I can see is like, this person has tentacles. What? Like, it's just, I can't get past that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm more, which is also, I think, you know, like I write all the romance and whatnot, for the most part, not always romance,
sure.
But, I just enjoy, you know, that kind of content.
Yeah.
Not to say I haven't listened to the other stuff. It's just, it's almost more like entertainment than anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. or just like interesting to hear, you know, what it even is. Like I listened to the Cat Boy audio because somebody, I think, I can't remember if somebody filled a script or if they just followed me. Because anytime anybody fills a script and I don't know them, or if they follow me, I go to their page just to see if they're also a contributor or whatever. Yeah. What do they do? And it was somebody who did a cat cat boy audio. And I was like, what is a cat boy audio? Mm. And I listened and I was like, okay, I can see that. It didn't like do anything for me, but like I could see, I understood the appeal. Sure. And actually, once I learned more about the tentacle people, it was like, well, obviously the tentacles can go everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, for that. Yeah.
I get that. But yeah, it's fun to write that kind of stuff, but it doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I listened to something just yesterday, actually. It's a, and it had in the title is Death's Void. Death's Void? Yes, I think it was. Written by a wonderful scriptwriter whose work I haven't really listened to very much. And normally I would just go, nope, keep on scrolling, keep on scrolling. But I listened to it and it's like, whoa. Ooh. Oh, yeah, this is, wow. And the VA did an exceptional job with it. And it was very immersive. But normally something I'll just go, yeah, no, nope. But that it, and so it reminded me to maybe don't keep scrolling, maybe try and broaden my horizons a little bit. Because I do get caught up in, you know, I look for specific tags quite, you know. And do you find you listen to audios differently now that you record and write, and you know sort of the background, the, you know, behind the mic and sort of process of it?
That's a good question.
Mm.
I don't really think that I do. I don't think that I do, but I also think it's partially because it's like I use it every day at work and stuff, and so I already knew sort of how, what, you know, like I already knew what it took, essentially. Like, not that I don't do sound effects for work. But that's my favorite part. I love doing sound effects.
You somebody do? Yeah. Made fun of me
the other day because I write in a ton of sound effects in my scripts, which I didn't used to do.
Right.
And I'm always like, but they're, you know, they're always optional. It's never required to do sound effects, but he filled my Monster Law script, and I honestly I didn't even know anyone would fill it, and I just wrote like every sound effect possible, and not like in an obsessive way, but just like, this is gonna be as immersive as fuck, you know? He was like, that was the longest editing ever because there was so much stuff, and I was like, but listen to how good it sounds. And it did. It sounded very good. But I don't, I'm not like obsessed with that. Like in the beginning, which I think sound effects, honestly, even when I first started, weren't that huge. Not like, I remember when I'd hear an audio with sound effects, I'd be like, whoa, you know, because there usually just wasn't. It was, I don't know if it was just less common or maybe people didn't have the ability yet to do it, you know, the people who were on there, but I do enjoy
a more immersive experience.
I do enjoy an immersive experience, but I also enjoy just when somebody is really into it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't even care if they're sound effects or anything. Like when you, like that's immersive to me when you can just, when it doesn't sound like they're reading, which I know can be difficult. I mean, you know, but
that's, I find in that respect, people have either have a skill for improv or a skill for script reading and recording script.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah. And it's very rare that I find somebody who can do both to a, you know, a reasonable standard. I know I struggle with improv. I
struggle with improv.
To read a script. Yeah. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Well, no, I said the same thing. Like I kind of like to do an improv. But even when I do something that I'm like, okay, let's just see where it goes. Like I basically have a script and that's where it goes. But I struggled to think on the spot. just in general, like in life. It's not even just doing GWA improv. So like, I feel like I'd be like,
I don't improv life. Just
I don't know. I guess we should have sex now. Like, you know, like I just, I would probably have to be cutting out a lot, and perhaps people who improv do, and I just don't know it. And then, you know, awesome for them. Although that is something, my audios, they are not what they sounded like, you know, like whatever I produce is not what it sounded like when I did it. I usually have to edit a lot of spaces out and a lot of extra crap, you know, whatever, to make it, you know, to make the moans sound right and all that good stuff.
Really? Wow.
Because I don't know. It just depends on, I guess, whatever I'm doing. And then sometimes if I don't think it sounded good, like I'll try it a different way. I was telling someone the other day, it may have actually been today. Whenever I do a narrative, and I love narratives. So
oh, me too. Yeah.
I literally record them twice.
Do you?
I hate it the first time, every time. And I don't know why. Like, I don't go into it being like, read this shitty the first time and then do it again.
Maybe the first one's the warm up.
I know. I mean, I've even tried, okay, like read it out loud a couple of times maybe and then record it.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it is all your voice. There's no like moaning or sounds or whatever.
Yes.
So I'll get very picky about them and be like, oh, like I hate my intonation there or whatever. And so then the last one I did, I got like a quarter of the way through listening to it, and I was like, nope, doing this over. Like, this is bullshit. So
this is BS.
Exactly. This is BS.
Yeah, that's it.
But I did really like it the second time. But I do, oh God, I love narratives. I just think they're they can be so sexy, you know.
Oh, they can.
And it's just, those are immersive, you know?
Yes.
Because it's like, it's just like listening to someone telling you a story.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love recording a narrative, partly because I don't have to, moan or, you know, improv an orgasm.
Right.
Like that. I like a JOI as well. I enjoy that because I am directing and I'm telling, and it's telling, right? Yeah. And guiding. Yes. So,
exactly.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Well, bonsoir, anxiety.
Yes.
Basically, piss off, anxiety. I'm not sure if you. I'm hoping that your confidence is increasing because, in this space, I find the community that I've sort of fallen into, I find it so incredibly uplifting and motivating.
Yes,
and
I do agree.
Yeah, I'm really
Everyone
happy that you're able to.
Everyone is extremely supportive.
Yeah.
Of each other. I mean, not just of me, but like just, it's really cool.
It really is. So I'm very grateful that you were able to join me in the Wicked Wardrobe today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I was like, I was fangirling like a mug when you met. I was
just
like,
a
oh
girl
my
with a
gosh.
Shiny mic.
I was like, this is insane.
Just having a chat, you know. How you going?
I know it was much better than I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh my god, I'm going to sound like an idiot, but I feel like I'm going
to go. Stop it. No, as long as we can have a laugh and, you know, let's keep it real, people, because we are really just moaning into a mic writing about the moaning into a mic. Yes. Or editing in the moans that go into
all
the mic.
The moans.
Oh, no, thank you very much. It's been really lovely to get behind the mic and into your naughty, erotic mind for a wee while. And for those people who haven't listened to you, where can they or read your scripts, where can they find you? Where do you post?
Yes, I'm only on Reddit, and I generally post on the GWA Script Guild and also GWA. And then sometimes on Audible, but definitely GWA. It's always going to be there.
Brilliant. Yeah. So can you spell your username? I'll put it in the post, but in itself. So for those who are listening, so they can find you.
Yes, it is capital B-O-N, capital S OIR, capital ANXIETY.
Lovely.
Bonsoir anxiety.
That's it. I am not a French speaker, so
me neither. But I love saying bonsoir.
Oh yes,
makes me feel
fancy. Well, bonsoir, BSA. Thank you very much. It's been delightful having you in my ears, and no doubt I will see you in the wild.
Absolutely.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
Bye.